Good morning, and welcome to the first and only local radio program specifically designed for the baby boomer generation. Let's Talk Boomers. Each week, your host, Rebecca M. Holz, features guests, topics, trends, and events that are of interest to you, the baby boomers. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. And now, your host, Rebecca M. Holz.
This is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca M. Holz, and I'm so glad that you can listen today. Today's guest is George Roberts, the president and CEO of East Cooper Meals on Wheels. He's going to talk about their newest program, Blue Apron Meals, and their upcoming fundraiser, which is tomorrow. It's an oyster roast. And actually, there's a fundraiser going on right now. So after you listen to the show today, you can go check out a fundraiser for East Cooper Meals on Wheels that's going on right now. It's at the Waterfront Park in Mount Pleasant, and it's being sponsored by the Coastal Carolina Corvette Club. So if you're into all the really cool cars out there, stop on by. It's only $20 per vehicle. And that's another way that you can support East Cooper Meals on Wheels. But in a few minutes, we are going to talk with George about the Oyster Roast tomorrow and all the other great programs that East Cooper Meals on Wheels has started. Now, before we talk about some additional upcoming events, I did want to mention that there are some employment opportunities at All Care Living Services. They're presenting sponsor for Let's Talk Boomers. There are positions available right now. There are employment opportunities for CNAs, caregivers, companions, and home health aides. So if you want to supplement your income and work with a great company, give All Care Living Services a call. They provide certified home care with a heart. And again, that number is 843-771-4271 for All Care Living Services, 843-771-4271, or just visit their website, allcarelivingservices.com. Now, here's a really neat event that we're going to talk about. It's going to be an event that promises to be a blast. It's the North Charleston Pops Lowcountry Blast. It's 7:30 p.m. tonight at the North Charleston Performing Arts Center. It includes music inspired by the Coastal Carolina. Well, that brings to mind Gone with the Wind, The Patriot, Forrest Gump, and Porgy and Bess. They're all going to be featured, and there's going to be some gospel, beach, and military music classes as well. The Pops is going to be joined by the Lowcountry Voices, and that's going to feature some solo vocalists and beach dancers for a night of fun and variety. Now, tickets start at just $15. Just go to Ticketmaster.com, and again, you can see that event, the North Charleston Pops Lowcountry Blast, tonight, 7:30 p.m. at the North Charleston Performing Arts Center. Now, if you enjoy horses and racing, then check out the Charleston Cup. It's tomorrow, 9 a.m. at Stono Ferry. It gives you an opportunity to experience live horse racing at its finest. And the Charleston Animal Society is going to have a booth with an annual firefighter calendars and its featured models to sign them. And that sounds like a really good stocking stuffer to me. So anyway, this event tomorrow, the tickets start at $25 for the Charleston Cup at Stono Ferry. It is an all-day event. Just go to charlestonanimalsociety.com, or you can check out the more official website, charlestoncup.net. And the Charleston Cup, the premier sponsor is Cruise Chevrolet. Now, the holidays are upon us, and if you have someone coming to your home who is a vegetarian but you don't know how to cook for them, and I've had that happen to me, well, then you need to check out this class at Southern Season in Mount Pleasant. It's 5 o'clock this Tuesday. There are some dishes that you can learn how to cook for that vegetarian guest, and you can learn about how you can also have a traditional Thanksgiving meal, but again, with more of a vegetarian flair. The tickets are just $40. Now, if you love a garage sale, you are going to absolutely love the one that's coming up next weekend. We all look forward to the Charleston Junior League Whale of a Sale, but what is different about it this year is on Friday, for just $10, you can get basically a sneak peek at what's going to be for sale and an opportunity to go ahead and make a purchase. So if you don't want to have to get up bright and early in the morning to enjoy a fabulous garage sale, then just on Friday, go to the Omar Shrine Temple, pay your $10 at 5 o'clock, and you too can be part of the Whale of a Sale. And if you can't go Friday, that's okay. You can go on Saturday. It is free on that day. And what's most important about all of this, it does benefit the many projects that the Junior League of Charleston supports. So for more information, visit jlcharleston.org. So as soon as we get back, we're going to be talking with George Roberts. He is the CEO and president of East Cooper Meals on Wheels. And we're going to be talking about the many fabulous projects that they support. And he has a great giveaway also. We'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
Welcome back, listeners. As I mentioned before the break, this is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca M. Holtz, and we are going to talk today with George Roberts. He's the president and CEO of East Cooper Meals on Wheels. Welcome, George.
Good morning, Rebecca. Thank you for having me over.
Well, thank you for coming on once again to Let's Talk Boomers. And I wanted to have you back because you've added some programs to East Cooper Meals on Wheels. And before we talk about one of your newer ones, which is the Blue Apron Meals, tell the listener out there who may not be familiar with Meals on Wheels what your organization is and what you do.
Yeah, we've been serving the Mount Pleasant area for over 30 years now, just celebrating our anniversary this year.
And many 30 people, years, that's amazing.
It's been a time. And we did the math, and it's actually 1.8 million meals that we've served
1.
In that time.
1.8 million.
But we actually serve anyone who is homebound and can't prepare a meal for themselves. A large number of our recipients are seniors, but it's really anyone who's confined to their home and cannot prepare a meal. So it could be you or me if we live alone and we've had a knee or a hip replaced. It's going to be tough to get out and do your grocery shopping and cooking for a while. So we serve people for a week, a month, or as long as they need it.
And you talk about in your newsletter and online the simple gift of a meal. It really is a gift, isn't it?
Well, it's something that we all take for granted, but if you become confined to your home, it really becomes a major challenge. And we always actually say it's more than a meal because isolation and other problems come up as well if you're in your home alone. So it's the volunteer that goes by each day of the week. It's a smile. It's a conversation. Other than the mailman, it might be the only person they see that day. And it's also a safety check. We hate to think about it, but there are times when we go in and there's a situation that we need to call 911 or something like that. So it's actually a safety measure as well.
You provide really quite a service for the community, then, not just a meal.
No, and it's all, we have over 440 volunteers now, and they have great hearts and just servant kind of a mentality, and they do a great job.
Well, in the past, we've talked about the massive operation, really, and how well-run it is, East Cooper Meals on Wheels. Today, though, I did want to talk about something new. It's the Blue Apron Meals. Talk about that.
Yeah, it's actually a program that I'd like to say there was some strategic plan. There was almost kind of found us. We had a recipient that we became aware of. She was actually from Canada, staying in a local extended stay, and she was here for reconstructive jaw surgery.
And that's not a small surgery, is it?
No, it's it was After she had had 15 surgeries in Canada that had been botched. So it was actually being corrected here. So we found out about her situation. It just really almost brought tears to your eyes. But we thought, okay, if there's one with Kathy, then maybe there's some more. So we met with MUSC and actually found out they have a transplant center here. They serve patients from all over the Southeast. They come here, they have their transplant, they're discharged from the hospital, but they can't go home yet because they have to come back to the hospital for daily follow-ups and testing and things like that. So they're staying in local hotels. A lot of them are eating fast food or whatever they can get, and it's a real challenge for those people. So we started that program earlier this year. It's going very well. We're now working with two other units there and looking to move on with oncology and some other areas.
Well, I think that's wonderful. If you're just tuning in, this is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca M. Holson. I'm with George Roberts. He is the president and CEO of East Cooper Meals on Wheels. And we've been talking about a new program they've started, Blue Apron Meals. And you and I were talking before the show, George. I talked to you about the fact that I brought my father here from Virginia, and he's had open heart surgery, triple bypass. Now he is staying with me, and I can cook to a certain degree and do that. But if for some reason I wasn't here with him, then that's where this Blue Apron Meals would come into play and be such a valuable service to someone from outside the area who needs medical help here.
Right. And if they were alone, we could actually provide all the meals for them or for them and a caretaker, or we could even share the load with you. So let's say if you were at work every day, we could come over and we could deliver lunch once a day, check on them, make sure everything's okay. And then when you got off work, you could come home that night and bring supper to them.
Oh, that's a great idea. Wonderful. Now, we also talked a little bit about the flood victims before this show. You have really been out there in the community helping those folks as well, haven't you?
Well, we've kind of been through this before, different situations, but, you know, we had the ice storms a while back that we went through that shut us down. And the floods were something a little bit different, but it did shut us down for an entire day where we were not able to deliver meals. But we were back out that following Tuesday. Served all of our recipients that day. And really, we had two or three that had some damage to their home. Echo had some funding, and we're getting help for them to get those repairs done and that sort of thing. But our recipients, I think Richard Pryor used to do a joke about you don't get to be old by being stupid. So they know their homes. They know their property. We had quite a few that relocated with friends or relatives and let us know what was going on, and we came through it in fairly good shape.
That's wonderful. And let's talk about something else that you've added new to the menu of all the services that East Cooper Meals on Wheels offers, the fresh fruit.
Yeah, we just started that program. We've received some grant funding this year for that. Started, it's a minimum of twice a week. This summer, I just say the peaches were absolutely wonderful, the local South Carolina peaches. We're doing apples, oranges, all sorts of things. And it's probably one of the programs that we've had the most positive feedback from our recipients.
Well, and again, if you're tuning in, this is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca M. Holtz. I'm with George Roberts. He's the president and CEO of East Cooper Meals on Wheels. I want to give out their website if you'd like some more information about the different services that they offer, or even better, if you want to volunteer. This is their website. It's ecmow.org, and that's eastcoopermealsonwheels.org. And here's a general phone number, 843-881-9350. So, George, we've talked about the fresh fruit on the menu, which is, I would think, incredibly invaluable, again, for somebody who is recovering from something like a hip surgery or a heart surgery. I mean, you really, you know, you want them to be healthy as they recover. That's so important, and you're able to help them do that.
Well, yeah, it's very important. We hear from physicians all the time. One of the metrics they're being measured on now is hospital readmission rates. So not eating properly after you've been discharged is a major issue for them. So it's just one more thing off their plate and one other way to serve someone who's they've got other things to contend with at that time.
And so today, once the show is over, I'm assuming you're going to be heading back over to a fundraiser at Mount Pleasant Waterfront Park, Memorial Waterfront Park. Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, the Coastal Corvette Car Club does this every year, and John Roll's been a great supporter. They do a car show once a year. It's over 100 cars there. It's not just Corvettes, but they do have every Corvette from, you know, an original 53 on up to a current model. But muscle cars, 60s, 50s, everything, they have it, and it's right there. Admission is free. It's $20 to register a car if you have an older car that you would like to put in the show. But they have a little bit of everything, and the beneficiary is Meals on Wheels.
Oh, I see. So the $20 is if you want to register a vehicle, right. But the admission is free?
Right.
That's wonderful. So, actually, you can enjoy it for free, but you know by being there, this show is going to happen again.
Yes, and there are other ways to help while you're there.
That is wonderful. And then there's another opportunity to help East Cooper Meals on Wheels, and that is tomorrow evening, the afternoon, is that right?
2 to 5, and that's actually one that we are running ourselves. We're having our third annual oyster roast at Gold Bug Island. It's a great venue. If you haven't been there, you need to stop by. But we do have oysters this year. I know several events have been canceled due to the floods and the bacteria and that sort of thing. But we do have fresh local Stono River oysters catered by Noisy Oyster. They'll have mac and cheese, hot dogs. We also have a chili cook-off with three fire departments competing. So that's locally. It's Sullivan's Island, Isla Palms, and Mount Pleasant fire departments competing in that. And then the folks from Awandaw Green are providing live entertainment.
Oh, goodness. Well, we've had Awandaw. We've had Eddie White, you know, started Barn Jam, Awandaw Green on this show, and certainly appreciate his giving back to the community. I know Wade Bowles with Noisy Oyster. He's doing always doing a lot with East Cooper Meals on Wheels, so shout out to him. That's wonderful. And you can support also your local fire department. Cheer them on, it sounds like, with the chili cook-off.
They put quite a bit of work into it, and last year we had some really good competition. So, yeah, come out and vote for your favorite team.
Ah, very good. And now, if you want to be able to help East Cooper Meals on Wheels, and the holidays are coming up, what is a way for the listener to do out there? Certainly, monetary donations are appreciated. But what are some other ways that someone, if they want to go out and purchase something, what would be valuable?
Yeah, we do special deliveries for the holidays where we do take out frozen turkey breast, stuffing, prepackaged stuffing, and things like that. They can also, an easy way is to do a gift card from a local grocery store. And that way we can buy exactly what we need. So we get quite a few gift cards every year as well.
Okay. And then I've also noticed that you talk a little bit about helping people get ready for any kind of a bad weather situation as we get closer to winter. What are some of the things that you help, that, you know, your recipients of East Cooper Meals on Wheels? Do you help them with any of the preparedness for that?
Yeah, actually, we're in kind of a unique situation. We have a volunteer on their doorstep 5 days a week. So we're the first ones to see if there's any problems with their home or anything like that.
We
partner with other groups like the East Cooper Faith Network and their Fix-It program. So we can get emergency home repairs done. We have other groups like the Rotary Clubs that provide everything from blankets, gloves, clothing, and that sort of thing, warm weather kind of gear. So there's a lot of different ways. And as part of our mission is to really advocate on behalf of our recipients for things outside just a meal. And we do a lot of work in that area and try to partner with other organizations rather than duplicating efforts and work with them.
Okay. So you really are, you're the eyes and ears of what's going on out in the community for our more vulnerable citizens. And
Yes. And
sometimes it's unfortunately a long-term situation for folks, and sometimes it's a shorter-term situation. Isn't that right?
Right. It's, you know, as you referenced our newsletter, we've got a recipient on there, Ben, who's 23 years old. Again, he had jaw surgery, is fully recovered, no longer receiving meals, and he's back in med school in Tennessee now.
Oh, wonderful.
So it's a full range from Ben at 23 to Mary, who just had her 106th birthday.
106th birthday. You took her a cake.
Yeah. Well, we take all of our recipients a cake on their birthday.
Oh, that's wonderful. How nice. And congratulations, is it Mary, for turning 106?
Yes.
That's wonderful. George, is there anything else that you'd like the listener out there to know about East Cooper Meals on Wheels and as you look forward to 2016?
Well, we're just, you know, like most organizations, it's a constant everything. There's a cost to it. So we're constantly kind of in the fundraising mode like most organizations, and we're going into our annual campaign right now. And then looking towards next year, healthy meals in general are kind of one of the things we're really focusing on. And unfortunately, it does cost more for those healthier meals.
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm.
So we're testing those now in a pilot, a new meal program that's reduced salt, reduced fat, reduced carbohydrates, whole grain, more fresh fruits and vegetables in the meals and that sort of thing, and reduced salt. So it's something that's, we think it's going to make, rather than just sustaining our recipients, we think it's actually going to improve their health and their quality of life and maybe be able to reduce their dependency on medications and that sort of thing as well.
I think y'all should offer cooking classes once you get all this going, because I definitely could learn more about that.
Well, we have partnered. We have done a series with Southern Season as well, where we did some healthy cooking for those 50 and over.
Oh, very good. Well, you're definitely covering everything, and I'm really excited about the new programs that you're offering and the continued success that you are having. And what a testimony to you and the organization and all of your 440
volunteers. So really, it's a testament to the community. They've been so supportive, and that we couldn't do it without their support. So it's a very supportive community that we live in. We're very blessed to be here.
Yes, we are. And thank you so much for being here. And you're offering for tomorrow evening 2 free tickets to the Oyster Roast.
Yes. So it's 2 to 5 tomorrow, Gold Bug Island and oysters and everything else that we mentioned. So, yeah. please do.
Well, great. And each one of those tickets is worth $30. So here's the phone number that you need to call. Be the fifth caller. You can get these two free tickets. And listen up. It's 843-302-2978. 843-302-2978. Be the fifth caller. Have an opportunity to enjoy the oyster roast tomorrow for a great cause, East Cooper Meals on Wheels. To learn more about them, that's eastcoopermealsonwheels.org, ECMOW.org, or call them 843-881-9350. Thanks again, George, for being here.
Yeah, thank you, Rebecca.
All right, we'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
Listeners, I'm with Rick Durkee, the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Rick, over the last few weeks, we've been talking to our listeners about the five critical questions to ask any financial salesperson. What is the fourth question?
Well, Rebecca, the fourth question is, how does your plan match up with my risk comfort level? Now, as we move into 2015 here, there's a lot of concern about risk in investments. Volatility indexes are up and concerning to most that invest. And so a risk review is very important. Now, we offer a three-step review at the Coastal Financial Planning Group, and one of those steps is a risk review. So you have to, first of all, make sure that you go through a process where you learn what risk that you would like to take, okay, going into and throughout retirement. But secondly, you want to make sure that the financial plan that's in order, your income plan, your distribution plan, and also your other issues that you're concerned with moving into retirement, you want to make sure that the risk comfort level is matched with the products that you're placed into. This is where we see many mistakes being made. And the biggest mistake is that, wow, we didn't review that risk comfort level and then the market dropped. You know, we were in higher risk investments because we were so happy with the performance that we had. And now all of a sudden the market's dropped. It caught us by surprise. And so now we have to buy and hold. We have to wait and see what happens and see if things come back. So risk comfort level is very important when you match it with the objectives of the consumer when doing financial planning.
Well, thank you, Rick. And listeners, you can learn more about Rick and the Coastal Financial Planning Group by listening right here on 94.3 WSC every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. with Money Matters, followed by Retire Right. Thank you so much. Fellow boomers, do you have someone in your life who has dementia or Alzheimer's? I suspect most of you listening out there do and would like some practical advice and support. Kelly Williams with All Care Living Services is here to help with their free Dementia Dialogues classes. These classes educate caregivers of persons who exhibit signs and symptoms associated with Alzheimer's disease or related dementias. The classes meet once a week for 5 weeks and are only an hour and a half in length. I've taken this course myself and highly recommend it. Just go to allcareliving services.com to check out the 2015 class schedule and register, or call 832-9888. This is Let's Talk Boomers, presented locally by Rick Durkee of the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus realtor, senior real estate specialist with Coldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. I'm Rebecca M. Holtz, and I look forward to another Let's Talk Boomer show next Saturday, 11 a.m., only on 94.3 WSC.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk Boomers, hosted by Rebecca M. Holtz. If you have an event you'd like our listeners to know about, please email letstalkboomers@gmail.com, and we'll spotlight it on a future program. Would you like to be a guest on the program or have a topic you'd like Rebecca to cover? Email us at letstalkboomers@gmail.com. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. And is heard exclusively on News Radio 94.3 WSC.